So we're in the Gemara on Daf Lamed Amud Aleph, and we're in the Tosaf of Mismach Lula Tfila Odif. So Tosaf asks the following question: why is it that in the Gemara it says Hilchasa Havineinu Mu'umad that you have to have an Havineinu, not walking Mu'umad, not trap, not Mahalai? Again, it's confusing because the word Mu'umad is in contrast to two separate things. It's in contrast to Mahalach, and it's in contrast to Yoshe. And they're both in the same sugya, and it's really confusing. And the sugya is confusing as it is. Anyway, so the Gemara says Havineinu has to be not Mahalach, has to be Mu'umad. And in the Gemara over here, we have the story about Avud, Shmuel, and Levi, that they would daven Shmona Esrei before Zman Kriya Shema, and then they would say Kriya Shema later. And the Gemara says that they held like the Tanakhama of the Brisa, who says that if a person has to leave early, Hishkim was his Laderech, he has to go travel early, so he can do all the mitzvos that is manam me'alos ha'shachar, such as Netilas Lulav, Kriyas Megillah, Tkia Shofar, and Shmona Esrei. It doesn't say in our Gemara actually Shmona Esrei, but if you look on the side, that is the Gears of the Rush, and there's what to talk about over here. But that simple. The simple pshat, without getting too complex, it talks about Shmona Esrei as well. If you daven Shmona Esrei before Zman Kriya Shema, while you're what? At home, and then you travel, and then you say Kriya Shema Mishir Eschavero, and you end up not being so Mechulut Tefillah.
And you're also standing still.
You're standing still when you say the Shmona Esrei. That's correct. That's correct. When you say Kriya Shema, you probably have to stand still just for at least the first pasuk, I believe. Yes, I believe the Gemara says you have to stand still for the first pasuk. So it says V'lechi Kol Haderech. The Gemara says you can say Kriya Shema even when you're traveling. It says V'lechi Pasuk V'lechi Kol Haderech. But I think the first pasuk, I think you have to stop for the first pasuk. Anyway, so that is the Shita of Avud, Shmuel, and Levi, and the Tanakhama of the Brisa. The first pasuk of Shmona Esrei. Kriya Shema. That's the Shita of Avud, Shmuel, Levi, and the Tanakhama of the Brisa. Rav Shimon Malazan, the Brisa says no, that you want to maintain Smichas Gula Letzfila. So therefore, what you do is you go early. You leave your house right away without doing anything. I don't know about. I guess you could still do Tekiah Shofar, Tilas Lulav, and these things. I mean, I don't think that's a problem. But you want to maintain Smichas Gula Letfila. So therefore, you leave your house without doing anything, and then while you're traveling, you're going to daven. When it comes man of Kriya Shema, you're going to say Kriya Shema, and you're going to daven Shmona Esrei. So it's obviously talking about over here where you're going to do it while you're still traveling, because otherwise what's the whole problem over here? So you see that you can do Shmona Esrei even when you're Mahalach. So that's Tosas Kasha, Shimon Malazar, and the Tanakhama doesn't necessarily disagree with this, right? He just holds that it's more important to daven Ma'umad. So it's more important to daven Ma'umad than Tzvil Zgul Tefillah. But we see from Shimon Lazar clearly that you could daven Shmona Esrei even when you're traveling. So that's Tosus Kasha. Tosus asks, according to Shimon Lazar, Mismach Gula Tefillah Odif. It's more important than Mismach Gula Tefillah. So what do you end up doing? You end up davening Kriya Shema and Shmona Esrei while you're traveling. For Tosos, so we're not going to do the first Teretz Tosfos. We did that last week. Just going to try to focus on the second Teretz because it's complicated enough. So what does the second Teretz say? V'haram, old Pirish, haram, d'hocha ki hoda lebeisei matzli mu'umad. Did you know what the answer is? That in order to daven in such a way that you don't need to daven over again, you need to daven Mu'umad. Just like Havineinu has to be Mu'umad, Shmona Esrei has to be Mu'umad. There's no difference between the two of them. I Why did he daven while he was walking? Obviously, in order to be samakula tevila. So you have this strange situation where you have he's sort of yotzei shmona esrei. It's not a bracha vatola, obviously. Not only that, it's smichas gula tevila, but he's still required, not in the dava, is required to daven over again. And that's why it says earlier in the Gemara that Havaninu has to be mu'umad, because that's what you don't want to daven over again. Then it has to be mu'umad. And he gives. So this is a crazy idea that the Ram comes up. What kind of witty is that? Such a crazy idea that you daven, but you still have to daven again. It's davening, but you still have to daven. Where does he get such a crazy idea? So again, Rav Ashi, he says. So that's exactly what the Gemara says about Rav Ashi. The Gemara says the Rav Ashi, a very complicated sugi down here, all different ways of handling the problem with the drush of the perek, which apparently was given very early, and for some reason they didn't break for davening, and they finished. It seems they finished after this man of davening. I don't know exactly how the logistics of what this whole scene was. It seems, yeah, the individual snuck out of davening, but if the and actually it says even the dasher could sneak out to davening, but then everybody would have to get up. So that's what Rashi says anyway. So that's the big problem. I mean, I don't see such a big problem. But anyway, that they had different priorities, obviously. We have to try to understand what they are. Any case, Rav Ashi, the Gemara says that what Rav Ashi would do is that he would daven. He would give the Meturgeman a lot to say, and while the Meturgeman was saying it, he would daven. Okay? Sitting. Right. Sitting. Why he couldn't stand up, I don't know. Stand. Right. Sitting.
Because everyone was first, going to stand up.
Yeah.
First
thing
was reason why he couldn't
leave. Okay, I can think of all different aces of how he could stand up, and it wouldn't require everybody else to stand up. But I mean, if they had a separate platform for me, separate brochures, they wouldn't have to get up. If the rub is standing on the bima, everybody doesn't have to stand up. Anyway, I really, as I said, this is very. Let's focus on the main part that we need to know. So, what did Rav Ashi do? Rav Ashi would daven. He would, when the Meturgeman was busy saying over his a major chunk of the shiur that he was giving, so he would then daven quickly, or not so quickly, whatever, sitting down. And the Gemara says, that ki havi also livesei hadu amasim umad, and then he held, I guess, that you're not really yotzei with this. Even though obviously it's not a bracha vatala, so he would have to daven over again. So the Ram uses this as a paradigm for not just sitting, but also traveling.
Right? Sitting and
right?
Traveling.
Sitting, that just like by sitting Rav Ashi held. You what?
Daven over. Can daven.
You can daven, and even though you still have to daven again, by Ma'umad, Ram says that's by Mahalik, that's the same thing. As well, if you're daven while you're traveling, yes, you're. That's the pshat in the Shmuel Ozer. He says that what you true you going to daven while you're traveling, but when you get to where you're going, assuming it's not after Chatzos, you're going to have to daven over again.
What's
okay?
The Kiddush?
All right, so hold on. So the Kiddush of the Ram is based on Rav Ashi that there's a Shmona Esrei It's not a bracha vatala, but you still have to do it over again. And so therefore, the same thing you could say by Mahalik, that you really have to daven both Havinenu and Shmona Esrei, not walking. If you do them walking, you'll have to daven over again. And it's the same, there's no difference in Havinenu and Shmona Esrei. The difference was in the first Eretz Tosfos. In this Eretz, there's no difference.
But you need a Shema before that in any case. In other words,
well, the whole reason.
No, but
according to Rav Shimon ben Elazar, the whole reason of waiting and not doing the Shmona Esrei in his house was in order to have some meals Gula Tevila. So you have to obviously can't have Gula without Kriyashma.
Right, but it has to be. It's not. It's more than just. It's a matir. In other words, if you didn't have that, say, I'm going to daven walking because I don't know what time. You know, so Now, it's, oh, the geula there is the geula critical. The shema is a critical point. Say the guy says, "I'm going to daven walking because I'll get when I get home, I'll daven."
Would you be allowed to daven walking without the requirement?
The geula, right? So the geula, I think you have to say is a critical component.
That's why
that was the case of Rav Ashi. He wanted so much geula tefillah. So if you're learning from that, it was the geula that required that. Matir the tefillah.
Maybe.
The
maybe.
If you're already
going
to daven before Kriya Shema, then you should do it at home before you start.
No, in the case where you're davening at Nates in the right time because you want to say Geula, right. You can't just daven and say, I'm going to daven later. It's only because you're saying the Shema that gives you a matir to do this sitting. It's
not. Right, so I just have to bring something else up to your attention. Huh? In the Gemara asked the question following on Rav Ashi. Amre le Rabbanan. The Rabbanan said to Rav Ashi, "V'le'evet makam reimer mar zutra. Why did you do what you're doing? Why did you do what reimer mar zutra did? What did they do?
They pushed the shear back a little bit.
He says, you know why? Trichel emilsi. Because they davened if they waited until Zman Kriya Shema.
Right.
They waited until Zman Kriya Shema.
It wouldn't have helped.
So the more the answer is Trichle Milsa, and the Rashi explains Trichle Milsa means I don't want to push the time of the shear later. Then the Gemara asks the question, Amar Rabbanon, V'le'avid Ma'akavu D'Shmuel V'Levi, what did they do? They davened just Shmona Esrei, and they did Kriya Shema, and later they do some school of tefillah. Amalula Chazin Lahul Rabban Shishi Minoy Da'avdi Hachi. Okay, so basically, when the Gemara is saying, right, La'evit Makavur the Shmuel the Levi, and like Rav Shimon ben Elozer, so right, so Tosa says, okay, so that's the answer. Tosa, now the question is, what's the psak? So Tosa says, Rabbeinu Chanal Pasuk Kavu de Shmuel Belevi. That what? That in a situation where it's a choice between davening while you're walking or doing non smichas gula tefila, we do non smichas gula tefila. Umid midukom Rav Ashi Chazil Rabbanu Kashi Tiko Adi Achi Mashav De Ein Halach Kamosa. Rav Ashi doesn't hold like that. So how do we pass then? So if you look in the Shulchan Aruch in the first page of the handout. Forget about
Sif Tes.
Okay, there's two issues over here. There's one issue about how do we paskin in the question of when you have a choice of smichas gula tefillah or davening ma'umud or not. How do you paskin? So what I'd like to show you is we'll do the easy part first. The Shulchan Aruch on the bottom of the page. Right, this is Simon Pei Tes, Sif Aleph. So it talks about Zman Tefillah Shachris Mitzvasa Mishyaskil in Menetza Chama. The best way to do it is in Menetza Chama, Gesiv Yerucha Im Shomesh. V'mispal Mishalam Ura Shachar V'heir Pnei HaMizrach Yotza. Okay, there's a whole discussion of those two separate things or identical things. V'nimshach Zman Atzof Dalat Sholosh Shehu Shlish Hayom. Okay. And the Rambam says, V'achatzos also spal tefillah shachris. Okay. Sif tezayin. Okay, skip from sif al to sif tezayin. This is the din where it's not shasat tchak. We're not yotzei l'derech. And normally, zman tefillah shachris is you're supposed to do it in etzach hama. Nowadays, that it means to daven kevasikin. If you daven any... What time is Hines HaChama nowadays?
7.
No. It's not 6.
Well, before the clock, so it's 7.
6:30.
What was that?
6:30.
What?
6:20 before.
No, it's...
What are you talking about?
Nates.
What are you talking about? Nates? Omer HaShachar and Mishiyakir.
Hey, Nates.
Nates?
I'm sorry, when's Nates?
I thought last week we davened 6:30.
I think it's close to 6:45. I can agree with you.
Nates is
6:50. 6:50 is even later. So anybody who davens in a minion, okay, that anybody who davens in a minion that davens that you say Shemona Esrei before 6:50, so you're not davening the proper,
the best way.
Not davening the best way. However, you're Yotzei because it's after Alos HaShachar V'Heir HaMizrach.
Okay.
It's after both those things. What about if you're traveling and you have to daven even earlier? So if you sift as that, b'shas hadchak, in a time of special circumstances where you're under a lot of pressure, could go and should tzorach lahashkim laderach, but not every day. The shas hadchak doesn't mean every day. You can't have a shas hadchak every day.
Okay.
That's not shas hadchak. I don't think. Well, I'm sorry. You ask the Rav if you have that situation.
Yeah, the Rav says it is.
I'm sorry. Ask the Rav that shayla. If you have a shas hadchak every day. Notice it doesn't say Hey Pnei Israel. Okay, I'm trying to make this consistent with the shita that I explained to you of the Rush. All right, that there are three zmanim. Ola Shachar is only b'shas hadchak. Hey Pnei Israel is not lechat. It's not ikum b'shasa, but it's not only b'shas. It's yotza. Even shnat b'shas hadchak.
But he's saying here you
could do zero. So if you're doing that, right, if you're davening Mishola Muda Shachar, so you can't say Kriya Shema before that, right? Because you can't say Kriya Shema until when? Until Mishiyakir, whatever it's called. You can't say it until then. So what should you do? So it says, daven then. The Yamtim because Kriya Shema Shiki is mana in Meshul across Kriya Shema Laderech. The Hainish is Kavan Pasuk Rishon, Chmosh is Bayer, Baal Pisha Enes Amakul Latvila, Hochi Oder Tvei, she's Baal, Bevesim Ha'um, Bema, she's Baal Bezmana, Behum Ha'alech, Vyas Makul Latvila. So how does the Mechaber Paskin?
Like the Ram. No,
not the Ram.
That's Ram.
He Paskins like Rav Shimon Ben Elazar.
No! Paskins like the Tanakama.
I'm sorry.
Paskins
like Avodah Shmuel and the Tanakama. That what? That you should daven and Shemona Esrei at home, Mu'umad, and then you should say Kriya Shema when you can. Because better to daven Mu'umad than Tzvil 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 Tzvil. If you look in the Mogen Avraham, so the Mogen Avraham says, Tzorach Iyun, the Rova Olamein is Dharam Bezeh. So basically, what the Mogen Avraham says is, we don't Paskin like that. We don't Paskin. That we hold like the other Rishonim that Paskin of Shimon loves that the Mitzvah Gula Tefila Odif. It's better to daven while you're walking and to be Soma Gula Tefila. V'ol the Rashi Pirish Tefila Ma'umad Odif Kdesh Yuch L'chavin V'idna B'lav O'chein B'chavin Kol Kach V'chein Mutal L'Soma Gula Tefila. Okay? So the whole consideration.
You have no Kavana anyway.
Yeah,
right. This you can be Yotze. But if the Tefila is not a Tefila, how can you Yotze Gula Tefila?
It's not kavanah. The kavanah is not better if you do it b'mu'umah.
Okay. Well, that's interesting. So that we didn't see anyway. That's
all right. So that is
we didn't see
that is
yes we did
that
right
is
here. No, but Tosfos seems to say the kavanah would be better. His implication: kavanah would be better. Tosfos had a difference between the two kavanahs when we learned it, right?
First Teretz of Tosfos talking about?
Yeah, he's saying there's no difference in Kavanah. So you're gonna
no, he's not saying there's no difference in Kavanah. He's saying difference in Kavanah is not enough to overweigh the fact that you're not doing the Smigel School with Tefillah.
But
there's not a Gemara. But the Gemara's
first answer seemed not to say that, no?
Well, Tosfos is explaining the Gemara. And the Gemara clearly says, according to that Bandi Amar, that it does overweigh it. But what the Magen Avraham said, this man has said, things might be different.
Okay.
Not like the Gemara. Times have changed.
You
can't go out to Shulchan Aruch.
You're on a plane. You're sitting. You're talking. Are you supposed to repeat when you get?
No.
We didn't talk about sitting.
Halacha.
We didn't talk about sitting. This talked about walking. We didn't talk about sitting in this Shulchan Aruch Simon. We don't talk about sitting yet. You want to know about sitting? Okay, hold on. You want to know about sitting?
I'm not going
back to this again. Go to the top. Shulchan Aruch on top of the first page. Sif Tes. Mi shehutz huchrach l'spalol miyushav. Somebody who for some reason can't daven standing up. Kishayuchal, when he can stand up, tzorech laksel l'spalol ma'umad. He has to daven over again. Ve'eno tzorech hosif adover. Why doesn't he have to be mosif dover?
because it's
why would you think maybe after that it'd be most davar?
It'd be a tefillas and davar.
Because you might think it's a tefillas and davar. It's not a tefillas and davar. You have to do it. It's not a tefillas and davar. So you don't have to be most davar. So this is the mechaber and siftes. Ramor does not disagree. Where does the mechaber get this from?
Geram. No.
No, he doesn't get it from the Rambam. He gets it from Ravashi. He gets it from Ravashi. Right? Ravashi says that.
Because Ravashi said.
But he gets it in a sense from the Ram, because the Ram holds. Did I say this right? The Ram holds that that Rav Shimon ben Elazar, who says that you daven walking, says you daven walking, and you're gonna have to daven over again also. So he holds Rav Shimon ben Elazar agrees with Rav Ashi's idea that you have this davening that you have to do over again. That you do once, and then you have to do it over again. So he doesn't really paskin like he's not talking about the case of walking, but. It's a combination of Rav Ashi and the Shimon ben Elazar. So the Taz, I'm going through the Taz quickly, even though I know we're over 10 minutes late today. He says, where does the Mechaber get this idea that you have to daven over again if you daven when you're sitting down? So he says he gets it from Tosus in the name of the Ram, that says that the Machlokas Tanoim, whether or not it's better to daven standing or better to be Samakul with Tefillah, the Ram says that it means that you actually, even though you daven while you're walking, you have to daven over again. If you want to be someone who it's fine, but you have to daven over again, and just like Ravashi is by sitting. So the Taz says that doesn't make any sense to me, because according to this, you have to say that Rav Shimon Elazar, when he says that it's better to be samagul tefillah, it means even though this tefillah is a tefillah that's gonna not good enough to prevent you from having to daven over again. So then he says, what's the Gemara asking on Rav Ashi? Gemara later on says, why did Rav Ashi daven twice? Why didn't he do like Avud Shmuel and Levi? Now Avud Shmuel and Levi did like
the Tanakama.
Did like the thank you, is that right?
The Tanakama.
They did like the Tanakama.
No gula tefillah.
No gula tefillah. Okay.
And Rav Shimon Elazar holds that you need to
the question. So I'll tell you what. Because he held gula tefillah.
How could they?
So he wants to say is the.
Why didn't you say?
No.
Why didn't
Avu the Shmuel holds like
no gula tefillah?
The Avu the Shmuel held
like the Tanakama.
Well, no gula tefillah. You don't need gula tefillah.
And his question was, why does the Gemara...
Why
did they not do it? Because he held it. You have to do Gula Tefillah. That's the question.
Well,
yes, he held like Rav Shimon ben Elazar, that he did Gula Tefillah. Therefore, he had to say Krishna before Shemoneh Esrei. That's his question.
Who's right?
The Taz's. No?
I'm gonna rebut him. Why didn't you do like first? Why didn't you do like Mazutras?
Okay, fine.
And then what did he say?
He says that.
I don't understand the question. They didn't ask. They asked Rabashi, why didn't you do like Mazutra? They didn't ask why.
Do Mazutra? They did ask him like that's the first question.
And where's the second question?
The second question is why didn't you do like Avud Shmuel?
Nobody do that.
I actually don't understand the Taz. I'm trying to explain it to you.
Why?
But let me. I just don't understand it because he seems to say that Avud Shmuel and Levi hold like Rav Shimon ben Elazar.
No, he doesn't.
Yes, he does.
No, he doesn't.
He says, Imke my parak Talmud al Rav Ashi v'le'evet mark Avud Shmuel v'Levi came to Rav Shimon ben Elazar sova kavosei.
What?
Kevin, I'm just reading what it says. Kevin Shimon loves the Sova Kavosei.
What does it say?
Anyway, let me.
Just say like him, not like them.
Oh, like him, like Ravashi. Oh, I see. Oh, okay. Okay, thank you very much. Okay, Menachem explains to me. It's like this. The Gemara asks, why doesn't...
Menachem saying something.
Menachem is saying, I'm his Meturgim. Menachem, he's going to daven while I'm doing it. Menachem. The Gemara asks on Rav Ashi, V'le'ev et ma'akabu d'shmul v'levi... Let Rav Ashi do like Rav Avuda Shmuel Levi, meaning that he should daven that to smichas gula tefila and daven what and daven and daven Shmuel Nesri early and what is the and not hold like Rav Shem and so and what does he accomplish? Why does the Gemara ask this question? Because he accomplishes that he doesn't have to daven twice. So what kind of a kash is that? Maybe he holds like Rav Shem ben Elazar. You can't ask why does he do like the Tachanakama if he holds like Rav Shimon Elazar. Because according to the Rambam, Rav Shimon Elazar holds, what are you going to do after you daven while you're walking? You're going to daven over again? Right. So that's exactly Rav Ashi Shita. So you can't ask Rav Ashi, why doesn't he hold like the Tachanakama? He holds like Rav Shimon Elazar. That's why he does what he does. So the fact that Gemara asked, let him go like the Tanakhama, is mashma that according to Rav Shimon Elazar, you don't have to do it again. Rav Ashi doesn't like Rav Shimon Elazar. He's machma more. So then they ask him, well, if you don't like, you don't like Rav Shimon Elazar anyway, so do like the Tanakhama.
You hold
you have to daven over again, and they obviously don't hold you have to daven over again.
So where are you coming from?
Anyway, it's complicated. Thankfully,
he answered that he was
mechadesh.
That.
What does the Taz say? The Taz says Rav Ashi. This is Rav Ashi's special chumrah, not that he only did because whatever reason it was. But we paskin not that way. We either paskin like the Tarakama or like Rav Shimon Elazar, but we don't hold you have to daven over again in any of those cases. Right. So therefore, he disagrees with the psak of the. Of the Shulchan Aruch and says that if a person davens Yushim, he does not have to go over again. He could daven Tefillos Nedava.
Well, without it in the Dava.
No, he can't daven. If you don't have to, you can't.
Right.
You can't daven Tefillos over again unless he davens Tefillos Nedava.
Said something about Rav Ashi doing it not as a Nedava, but because he was concentrating, it was permitted for him to repeat it. What did I say?
He was concentrating
on what? No, he says the reason why Rav Ashi did it over again is because since he davened first Bishiv and he didn't have so much kavana, so he wanted to daven over again and to have kavana, then we who don't have kavana anyway, so what difference does it make?
So he only had a heftah to
daven
over?
So we have to do it as an adava, but he didn't do it as an adava, he did it more as a chiyuv.
But I think so.
That it was required for him to do it.
Okay. So he can't learn a general rule from
it. You can't say that halacha is if you daven Yushiv or Mahalach, you have to daven over again.
But his answer was that, the answer to the Gemara was, I just don't have a Masorah to follow like them, so it's a little. It doesn't
right,
really
so you
stand
see,
with the Gemara, though.
So no,
he was Mechadesh. He says because I hold that it's better for me. You know, he's reading a lot into the Gemara.
Says,
you're right. I would do like them, except I never saw. I don't have a Masorah for that.
Not a different Masorah.
It's not.
Well, so he has a Masorah like the Gribble Lizer. He has a Masorah
like what he's saying.
But he has a Masorah like the Gribble Lizer. That's his Masorah.